Read together from the most holy word of God, Psalm 5. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favour wilt thou compass him, as with a shield. The word that seemed to particularly arrest my spirit was especially verse 7, where we read, "But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple." The psalmist here begins, as in this psalm, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation." The Lord knows your path and mine, and he knows, verily he does, that which has taken place perhaps in the early hours of the morning, in the night season, perhaps in the past days. Not just our words, but our meditations. And oh, how often do we commune with our own hearts. There's that meditation, musing upon perhaps a pathway, those things which pertain to each one of us individually, for it is an individual path we each walk in, and therefore often there are those times and seasons when, yes, there's no speech goes forth. There's no conversation perhaps with another, but there's that meditation. meditation. And our heart, yes, our heart is drawn unto the Lord, drawn upwards. Our thoughts are drawn upwards. And we meditate upon, yes, those things in our path and our trials and tribulations and distresses and perplexities. But our heart is drawn upwards to look unto this one, as the psalmist here speaks of, my King and my God. Yes, when that meditation, the thoughts of our hearts are drawn upwards, and how often do those cries go up? Yes, in meditation. Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. Look down upon me in mercy. Thou knowest my path. Thou knowest my thoughts. Thou knowest all the things that trouble and try me. But how often, yes, is it not so also, the words of our mouth, but our meditations. And so as the psalmist then says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. When those thoughts, the thoughts arise, and as that looking again, my mind went as I rose early this morning, and the text of the verses I said lays upon my spirit, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. What a mercy then if we should prove, even as Jonah had to prove, yes, he was brought down into a very low, dark, tried path. Yes, the Lord was dealing with him and dealt with him. And perhaps the Lord has brought one or another into a dark, tried path. But what a mercy there. Even Jonah could say, oh, look again toward thy holy temple. And that word again. What a mercy if we should have to prove, and we will have to prove again and again. Again and again. Can we not look back? Some of us, those times past when we've had to look, and we've had to look again many times since. But you'll prove also the multitude of this mercy. It will never fail that one that looks again. And I will, in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. And so as Jonah, yes, in that dark place, his faith enabled him. Oh, look again toward thy holy temple. And out of the belly of hell cried I. Perhaps one feels to be in such a place. But I'll look again. And Jonah proved the multitude of the mercies of the covenant God, a covenant-keeping God. He proved, did he not, that of the grace of God. And as a psalmist, I believe, proved it also. May we each prove it, you and I. My grace, yes, that's the fullness, the multitude, in the multitude of his mercy, the fullness of his grace. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So it is in that weakness we come, emptied of self. Nothing in our hands, but we venture all upon him, that one who is able to do for his people more than they can ask or even think. And you'll have to prove, and you're my King. My King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. The psalmist went on, my voice shalt thou hear. In the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Has it been then that looking up, looking again? And yet you've come into the courts of the Lord, and the adversary at your right hand to resist you, saying, even stirring up such thoughts as this, ah, can any good come? Is there any point in praying? Ah, the old adversary, that real foe. But may you prove, and may we each prove, that it is in the multitude. The hymn writer put it in this way: there's a fullness that resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need, yours and mine, poor sinful worms of the earth, in all the needs and all that concerns us in the way. The multitude of thy mercy. Oh, may there be that spirit of prayer stirred up again. May this word cause the adversary to flee. That one that has so oppressed you, even as you've come into the courts of the Lord, but I will come. As for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. May the Lord grant prayer in the pew, and grant that prayer audibly. Oh, may it be so. And so may we each prove then the multitude, that multitude of the mercy of Almighty God to poor sinners, poor needy sinners, humbled under his mighty hand. We'll leave our comments there.